If you recognise background noise, if you're that geeky, you might be able to tell that I'm at the ICA, the Tuttle Club, and today we have a high calibre of attendees. None less as well than Mr. Bob Rapp, B-O-B-R-A-P-P on Twitter, and he's just delivered me something very nice. Thank you very much. Today is the official launch day of what, sir?
Of 360 and Christian documentally. It's a pretty exciting day for us here. We've got I've got a few things I was going to show you. You know, one thing is I've got a phone that's got 16 gigs of memory, and I was showing you on the left soft key here one of my favorite features. It's called Playback My Life, and I can from the beginning of the phone see all of my tweets, my emails, my pictures, my contacts, everything I've done.
Wow, so your social media history. We are, in fact, holding the Samsung H1 in our hands. I'm nurturing a shiny silver, well, kind of muted, brushed silver Samsung H1. You have the black in your hand with a nice little code number to say it's one of the early revision models, so not the final hardware. And there's a button that enables you to play back your life. You can literally have your life flash before your eyes, but your social media life.
And I can even do it visually. So if I want to change that look and feel, I can actually do these sort of cascading tiles of all the things that have occurred.
Almost like the augmented reality style windows coming at you, the timeline disappearing into some distant point in the phone. Now, this seems a lot faster than the test phones that I got my hands on earlier on. You've obviously updated firmwares.
Yep, we've updated the firmware. This is, of course, the Limo Foundation. This is the Vodafone operating system from Linux, which is very exciting. We have a huge amount of developers developed, I guess. I think we're into the thousands of applications now. And, you know, one of the applications that I like a lot is this one, which tells me what's going on in the world of sports.
Get football away from me. It looks like it works really well. It's live updating football and sports results.
In a little widget. Yeah, and the other thing is I was hoping we could take a picture because it's good to see you again. And you know, I've been off to Portugal a little vacation, so I'm going to take a little picture.
He's taking a photograph of me right now as I audio boo with one hand and hold my shiny phone up with another.
That is the handsome Christian.
That's not a bad-looking camera.
But what's interesting now is I'm going to go ahead and just post it.
You're popping it on your Facebook.
And it will automatically,
literally two clicks,
be shared. We don't have to do anything else. It shares. It's also going to share the location because, of course, it knows. It's got a GPS, so it knows the location.
Yep.
It's a 5-megapixel camera with all flash and autofocus.
I like the way that Vodafone, in implementing the Samsung hardware, hasn't gone crazy on the megapixels because we all know it's not about the number of pixels. It's about the quality of the pixels. I'm personally excited about the video camera on this. I saw some of the fine-tuning you can do in the video camera kind of back end, and I'm thinking, oh my god, maybe I have got my hands on a serious blogging piece of tech. I'm nervous to show it to anybody because I've only had it 25 seconds, and I like to know what I'm dealing with before I unleash its power.
Well, it feels to me like as one of the first audio booers, I think it's a video boo potential here. I think that's exciting. I'm also really excited about the speed of context switching. I'm going to show you a little demo. I'm going to play. I'm going to go to the music store and I downloaded Nirvana on the cab over here. I downloaded an entire album.
Wow.
And so I'm actually in the music store now. I'm going to go take a look.
Okay, so again, we've got the nice swiping touchscreen action that are becoming familiar on a lot of large screens, touch interface phones.
I've got my music here, and I actually downloaded the Nirvana. They're from the same town that
I'm
I grew up in.
I'm pleasantly surprised at how fast the screens seem to be loading up as well.
Yeah, it's pretty fast. Everything's working. I'm only in GPRS territory here right now, but yep. I'm still having a good experience. But while the music store, I'm going to pretend that I want to go do something to my social network. Did you see the context switching?
Yeah. Straight away. So that's the benefit of having a couple of hard buttons outside of the touchscreen.
And now Lorna, who's up in Cambridge today, I can quickly contact.
So by touching on Lorna's face, we've got kind of a halo of different contact opportunities, whether you want to phone, you want to email, you want to at her on Twitter, you want to talk to her on chat.
I could do a nudge.
Or press a button and find out exactly, tell her where you are and say, where are you?
And when she gets near me, my phone will shake. We'll nudge each other.
So walking into a place like this where a lot of my friends are, I'm going to get generally quite excited around the trouser department.
Absolutely. You might want to get another set of trousers here. And then the final one that I actually really like is, I know what I can do because her presence is updated from all of her social networks. So I can actually, I'm going to try, although there's GPRS.
I'm going to fire up and get some friends into the phone and then do a bit of a video walkthrough later on. There's a lot going on. And I'm quite excited about learning all of this. So I'm going to leave you guys to think about the Samsung H1, because for me, the only reason why I've been talking about it, against all the other releases that are coming out right now, it's about the social networking. This seems to be the first time a big, big company of the shape of Vodafone has actually thought about, okay, so we don't just want phone numbers in here. We want some kind of cloud-based data portability. And I'll tell you what, let's open it up to everybody. Whoa, that was a bit of a shock when I heard that. So check out 360.com, 360.com if you haven't already. I'm going to be signing up, logging on, and make damn sure you add me.
And it's in the shops today. That's the exciting
thing. This is awesome. It's in my hand today. I didn't have to go to the shop, which is nice.
Yeah, baby. Well, that's because you're documentally, of course. Right. Yeah, baby.
Thanks, Bob Rapp. Speak to you later.
Yeah, bye-bye.